Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddham Dhammam Sangham Namassami. So I've been asked to give a brief talk about death. And when we were chanting earlier just outside this room and the yellow urn was on the table and behind that, behind the glass, there was a whole bunch of those urns, hundreds of them. And when I saw that, I thought to myself, one day it will be my turn to be in the urn. And likewise, all of us, one day it'll be our turn to be in the urn too. And I think one of the important lessons of life to learn, and it's very hard to, you know, this is a hard lesson for young kids to learn, but once you get old enough, then you learn it, hopefully. Once you really contemplate death, and you know that one day it will be your turn in the urn, then really it's a question of how long between now and then. And the days are very numbered, although we may not know how many days. But when we think of all the choices in our life, between now and then, we have a whole bunch of choices. Choices every day that we make, how we live our days, how we make our choices. And when we choose one thing, now we can't choose other things we could have done at that same time. This word, this English word, to decide, decide. The origin of that word is like to cut off. Side in Latin is like to cut off, like a knife. It's like to cut. And then the D is like to make the cut, decide. So every time we decide something, it's like we are choosing something and cutting it off. And you know, it's like we're going to take that for ourselves, whatever we chose. But we don't get this other stuff we could have had instead. Like when those cookies came around, there's no way I could have eaten one of every kind. That'd be too many. So I had to decide. I just ate a couple of the chocolate ones, and I'm like, oh, I'll never know what those other ones taste like. Oh, well. You know what I mean? So when we make choices, we have to live without knowing everything and trying everything. There's a bunch of things we'll never do. There's so much wonderful food here, I couldn't even taste it all. There's things on this table I didn't even get to taste, and I was already full at the end. Okay, so life has many decisions like this. Some of them are nice decisions, well, what will I eat? But some are tough decisions. Tough decisions about, well, what will we do for a living? Or who will we marry? Or where will we go? What city will we live in? What house will we live in? What car will we buy? Or whatever. There's big decisions too. And those, you know, those can have a big impact on our lives. So we better make those big decisions carefully. So every decision we make is excluding a bunch of possibilities. And that's a little scary when we think about it. It's a little scary because there's a bunch of things we never will do. Now, are we going to make wise decisions where we make merit, where we become more wise, become more learned and smart, you know, learn new skills, take care of ourselves, etc.? The Thais have this neat word, sabai. When they greet each other, they say, sabai mai? Sabai mai? And it means, are you sabai? Are you peaceful and calm and happy? That's how they greet each other. And this word sabai comes from the Pali word sapaya. Sapaya. And the original meaning of this sapaya is supporting conditions. Supporting conditions. So everything that supports us monks is a supporting condition. So this food supported us. We ate it. You know, even just getting a ride in a vehicle, that's a supporting condition. Lay people who support us, that's a supporting condition. Yeah, so, but it's really anything we do for ourselves. Even if we take care of ourselves in any way, you know, how do we live our lives? You know, what kind of lifestyle? That too is, those are supporting conditions. Do we have a healthy lifestyle? So yeah, so this all is part of the decisions we make. And I think once we become older, we realize there's finite time and every decision matters. The older we get, the more importantly, every decision starts to matter more and more with the time left. When we're young kids, it feels like we're going to live forever, you know? It's really hard sometimes to teach Buddhism to kids because we're trying to explain to them life is suffering, life is dukkha. But it's hard to see that when you're a kid. You've got a lot of energy, you have a lot of fun, you play games, you have so many video games now. You know, kids can just play video games forever and it feels like it'll last forever. But the older we get, we realize our time is finite. It's limited. So then it places more urgency, you know, upon wise decision making. Yeah. So I feel a time of a funeral, a time of death of a loved one. That's an opportunity for us to think about how. Our time is now limited, just like it was for our dear departed friend, family member, son, brother, cousin, whatever he was to you. It's an opportunity for us to see our decisions as every choice we make, we restrict other choices. So let's make those choices carefully. Okay, so that's my Dhamma talk. I guess comma, you know, make good intentions, good choices, comma vipaka. Okay, thank you. Sadhu, sadhu.